We got to say good morning. We got the firemen here with us this morning. We got from the Jefferson Fire Protection District. We got Ryan Clinton, the assistant chief, and also Lieutenant German Matt. How are you guys?
We're doing great. How are you doing, RJ?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for coming in. It's foggy out there this morning.
Yes, it is.
So, folks, be careful. Keep those lights on low beams. I know nowadays, I guess every car has automatic beams, but sometimes people turn them off. But keep those on and be careful. Watch out. And it is really foggy out there. You guys already assisted in an accident this morning.
Yes, sir. Had one accident, four calls back-to-back. So
wow.
Starting bright and early this morning.
Man. Jefferson Fire Protection District, you guys, a lot of people don't know this, but you don't cover just like Mount Vernon. And it's, I mean, you guys covered like the whole, how many square miles did you say?
Roughly 250 square miles we cover, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That is huge. So that goes all the way. Let's see. How far up do you go then?
So we go from the South County line to all the way up from anywhere from about a mile and a half to 2 miles of the North County line. We cover Ina, Opdyke, Dix, handle Belle Rive as well. And we surround everything around Mount Vernon.
Last year, you had a record year, right?
Yes.
You took in over 2,000 calls.
Yeah. Record year for us. It was 2,175 calls. I can tell you 13 years ago, whenever I started, was the first year we ever hit 1,000 calls. Mm-hmm. So it's just been growing steadily every year.
Yeah, and you don't want that to happen. You really don't want that to happen at all.
No, actually not. We don't. But we try to help everybody we can help. So.
Absolutely. You'd rather be sitting around snoozing, I'm sure.
Absolutely. But we're there for whenever anybody needs us. You know, that's anything from, you know, medical all the way up to, you know, building fires. You know, we're the one-stop shop. You know, if something's wrong, you call 911, the fire department's going to respond.
Now, you're currently in this building on South 10th Street, right?
Yes, 1600 South 10th.
And in Mount Vernon, and this thing has been around for about 80 years or so, right?
Yes, built in 1945, actually never as a fire station. It was a car dealership beforehand. Oh. I think the older guys all know that.
Yeah, we've been doing some door knocking going around town, and a lot of the old timers, they know. We go, we're up here on South 10th. We know exactly where you're at. You're the old Dare Motor dealership and used to be the Dobbs Dime Store before we moved in the mid-60s, so yeah. Been there a long time.
And there's, I guess, a vote coming up pretty soon about trying to get a new fire station built there. And so when is that vote up for?
It's March 17th.
March 17th.
So, yeah, it's a really exciting project for us since we've been so long in that building since, 1960s. I think it's 1966 we moved in there as a fire district. It's time for a new one.
Okay, so get out and vote on March 17th. You know, if you're for or against, just get out there and vote. We encourage you to check it out. Now, if you want to see the current fire station, you guys are having an open house that you can show off, and it kind of like show off the repairs that you guys need in this one. Maybe the reason why you need a new one as well. There's an open house coming up.
Yeah, we had one already. We had a decent turnout. You know, we got some people in the door. Our second one's coming up. It's going to be this upcoming Monday, February 16th. It's going to be 5 to 7:30 at our current location there on South 10th Street, 1600 South 10th, right by the Taco Bell, as everybody likes to remember where we're at. So we're right there by the Taco Bell. We encourage everybody to come out. You know, it doesn't matter if you're in our fire district or not. We love having conversations with our community. We want to show them why we need this new building. You know, it is long overdue. You know, we've been good stewards with our money with the building. We've put in a lot of repairs and upgrades and money towards keeping this building functionable for us. But it's just to the time and point where we need a new building to help us be able to operate for the future.
Yeah, fire trucks getting bigger and bigger over the years. You can see like a 1966 fire truck is way smaller than those newer fire trucks. It's really, really tight. Normally people drive like normal little cars. If you drive a big fire truck, it's very tight to get out there and in there.
Oh, man. It's good. You know, and also, you know, you can bring the kids out too because they like to see these fire trucks, right? You're going to have some there.
Absolutely. Sure. We're just big kids ourselves. You know, I tell everybody, you know, come in, take a look, let the kids get in the trucks, climb around. Oh, you know, and a lot of people don't realize, I mean, this isn't stuff that we own. This is all stuff that's been paid for by the taxpayers. You know, this is just as much their equipment and, you know, building is what it is ours. So, you know, we highly encourage everybody to come out, see everything. We love to shake hands, say hi, you know, put a... put a name to some of the faces you might see driving up and down the road, you know, all day, every day. So we're more than happy to, you know, open our doors and let the public come in.
You'll also show off, I guess, plans or designs for the new station, too?
Yes, we actually have a little video. Nowadays, you can do that. You can walk basically through the new building already. Mm-hmm. So the architect will be there and somebody from the bond referendum, so to explain a little bit the cost and how it comes together.
Oh, awesome, awesome. That is coming up on Monday. Man, that's quick. 5 to 7:30, and it's at 1600 South 10th Street in Mount Vernon. And stop by the Jefferson Fire Protection District and learn more about a possible new building, and take a look at the old building while you're out there, and bring the kids out, as they said, you know, and they'll have some fun with those fire trucks. And if they need any more information, I guess you can go to Facebook, right?
Yes. Visit our Facebook page. It's Jefferson Fire Protection District, and you get more information there, or just stop by the station or give us a call.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. It's our privilege and our honor to be able to go out and help the citizens. All of us love what we do. That's why we're in the, you know, the job that we're in.
All right. Ryan and German Matt from the Jefferson Fire Protection District, thank you so much for joining us on WMIX.
Thank you. Have
Thanks
a good
for
day.
Having us.